It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret.
Our next guests found themselves in Wisconsin all the way from Ireland after an invite to appear on the Wisconsin-produced web series Beer and Board Games.
John Hosier-Byrne and David Riley are co-founders of Stoneface Films. Together, they produced The Omega Male, which was screened at the Cannes Film Festival. They're also at work producing and writing music videos for the singer Hosier, who's John's older brother.
David Riley is a stand-up comedian and writer whose work has been featured on BBC. John, welcome to Central Time.
Oh, it's a joy. Thank you.
And David, welcome to you.
Thank you very much.
Well, neither of you guys has been to Wisconsin before, so what are a couple of respectable Irish comedians doing here in the Badger State, John?
Being very cold. It's very
Sorry
cold.
Sorry about that.
No, it's lovely. It's an adventure. It's very cool. No, we are over here to play board games on YouTubes with the folks from Blame Society Films, who are very, very nice. And you'll be doing some comedy over here as well.
Hopefully we'll be doing a show one of the nights while I'm here, yeah.
Yeah, so we'll be playing board games with Beer and Board Games is the name of the YouTube series.
Friday at 6.
Is that right? There you go. Friday, we're getting nods, so it's definitely Friday at 6.
Right, and it's produced here in Wisconsin. How did you end up hooking up with Beer and Board Games in Madison, Wisconsin?
I'm not really sure, but we're here now. Courtney Collins is a very talented producer who reached out to us, and we were like, we invited us to come over and to play board games on the internet while drinking, and we didn't really have any reason to say no to that. You know what I mean?
You'd be doing that anyway at home, right?
Yeah. Well, this is also the thing. So we were
it's just a case of there's a camera rolling.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. So that's basically it. So that's why we're here, and it's great fun so far. We've really enjoyed it.
And I understand that you're bringing us a very special offering from Ireland to this special austere occasion, Beer and Board Games. What did you bring from Ireland?
We brought a rake of beer from a local brewery called Wicklow Wolf, which is sort of, I'm from Wicklow originally, which is sort of just south of Dublin in Ireland. And it's really, really nice stuff, and it's really sort of like limited. They only do a certain amount of this type of beer and then a certain
small
amount
batch.
Of the, exactly. The, do you know what that is? Probably what the words are for what that is.
In the beer trade.
In the beer trade. So it's cool because as far as I'm aware, it's the first time it's been on American soil.
Yeah, which that's is all we were told.
Yeah, which is sort of nice. So they gave us loads of cool beer to bring over, which we did, stuffed in socks in our suitcase.
And it all got over. Yeah, it managed to all get through.
And we also brought over some Guinness that is based on
It was a recipe they found in an old notebook from 1798. So they were like, yeah, so that's a Guinness recipe from 1798. So 200, a long time ago.
Yeah.
Maths aren't my thing.
Is this the Guinness recipe, the one that everyone, the iconic Guinness recipe beer?
Well, it would certainly be in, I don't know.
It's a slight variation. So it would have been the, what is it, 1794? There's a big festival every year celebrating the founding of the Guinness Brewery, and they're trying to pretend it's a public holiday.
They made it up like 3 years ago.
Yeah, Arthur's Day. To the point that people call it St. Arthur's Day because they just presume it's a holiday. So this recipe, I think, was found in an old notebook somewhere in the brewery in Dublin, and they were like, let's just make this. So it's very old recipe, almost as old as America. Paper.
Well, you brought it to the right place. Wisconsinites are very, I don't know if you've picked up on this yet, but Wisconsinites are very attached to their beer along with their cheese, but the beer is right up there.
Absolutely.
So fair to say that's something Wisconsin has in common with Ireland, huh?
Certainly that is,
we do a mean cheese as well, though.
We do.
We like less badgers. But
is that a weird thing? Was there like a lot of Irish people emigrating to Wisconsin?
There is actually a fairly strong Irish strand in Wisconsin. I think more so maybe in Milwaukee, but here in Madison there's some too. Yeah.
Because sometimes you can even get a little bit of the inflection when you're talking to people. It's a bit of an odd thing. It's sort of like there's some parts in Canada that just sound like Cork.
Yeah.
It's just like this really weird, strong Irish. So you can get a little bit of the inflection. But yeah, no, definitely drinking and cheese they're the dream. That's the big two.
We're living the dream in Wisconsin and Ireland, apparently.
Yeah.
So, John, the two of you, aside, you know, we're not drinking and playing board games, you direct and produce music videos, including some with your brother.
That's right.
Hosier. And I'm curious, what have you been working on for him right now?
Well, the next video that comes out, it's not the next single out over here. It's the next single out in Europe. But it will will be the next music video out, is for a song called Someone New, which is really fun. And we got to, me and David wrote it, and it was directed by a fellow called Anthony Byrne, who does a lot of work with, like...
He directed some of the Tudors and those sort of periods.
Ripper Street and stuff
Ripper
like
Street,
that.
Things like that.
Yeah, he's a fantastic director, really, really cool guy. And we got to work with him, and... That's a public knowledge thing we can say.
It is, yeah. The sort of star of the video is Natalie Dormer from The Tudors and Game of Thrones and Hunger Games. So we had to work with her on the shoot, which was great.
Does she play Daenerys?
Marjorie Tyrell.
Okay.
So out of the Games of Thrones.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
She was Anne Boleyn in The Tudors.
Nice. Well, is it fun getting to boss your big brother? He's your big brother.
No, he's my little brother, actually.
Your little brother.
We're what's actually referred to as Irish twins. We're like, what? 18 months apart. So he's just a bit younger than me, but no, he doesn't get bossed, really. There's no boss in Andy. It was great, though. It was fantastic to be able to work with him, and to Andy's credit, I think it's fantastic the way he's worked with the family as a whole, because my mother did his album cover. My mother's an artist, and she drew his album, or painted his album cover, and my dad recorded some of the vocals for like the album and stuff. And it's great that we've had the opportunity to write the video and do something a bit bit odd and a bit out there. So I'm really excited to see what people think when it comes out.
Can you tell us at all about what's odd and out there about it? Now that you mentioned that, I'm curious.
Kind of. It's just a bit. What could I say about it? It's just a bit more. David?
You're doing lots of hand gestures.
Hand gestures are for the radio.
Translate well.
It's just a bit out there, and it's a bit. Hopefully it will be sort of a video people can watch on more than one occasion and get different things from it.
Yeah.
I think it's interesting. I think it's definitely...
So you don't want to say too much because it could give away...
Yeah, I don't want to give elements away or whatever.
It's sort of, I guess, the general theme of the video is just, you know, like in a sense, I guess, female independence or sort of how... Yeah, it's hard to explain it without giving away the sting.
No, it was definitely...
we'll have to watch
from the start, it was definitely a very actively... consciously a feminist text.
Yeah.
So I think... Even, I suppose, that alone in the context of 90% of music videos that are coming out now is different in and of itself, right? So it's really great to be able to work on something that will have a big reception.
Hopefully.
Certainly. We never know. No one... It might be shite. We like it so far. We're very happy with how it's gone.
And the two of you are comedians alongside your work shooting music videos. Does that ever find its way into the music videos that you do too?
Well, David would be a lot more actively comic than I would.
Been doing stand-up 6 years today. Did my first gig 6 years ago today.
Congratulations. It's the anniversary.
So I made it, Ma. I'm in Wisconsin.
I've got some bad news for you.
What? This isn't where the comedy store is. So when we're writing things, we'll always try to put a humorous take on it, put our own sort of style on it. Even if it's like, we'll write this sort of a more dramatic or serious piece, we'll always try to put a bit of a surreal twist on the humour, just so there's a bit, it's laced there with our sort of sense of humour.
I can't really get away with writing serious things. Like when I was a teenager, I really wanted to get a collection of berets and like turtlenecks and stuff and just weep uncontrollably while smoking. Like, that was very much my idea of what, you know, and the aesthetic of like a serious artist.
Just Jean-Paul Sartre.
Exactly. I just really wanted to be terrifically French. But I'm not at all. And anything I write that attempts to be serious always ends up being a bit stupid and a bit silly. And that's okay.
Because
that sort of...
Yeah.
That sort of works out well. And it's worked out well enough for us so far. Because we sort of... Like, for example, we had a film in the Cannes Film Festival, the summer just gone.
Just last festival, yeah.
Yeah, and it was meant to be all sort of serious and stuff and meant to have, like, a serious point and stuff. But then, like, when we're writing it, that's the intentionality going in. And then when you actually make it, it's like, oh, we forgot the scene where there's a dude shopping in the Nip in a supermarket.
Very gonzo. We just sort of rocked in.
Oh, a Nip in the Nip. Is that an expression you have here?
It's not. I'm surmising it means what, in the buff?
Yes, right, exactly.
Far from buff, but in the buff. we rocked up to a supermarket we knew was open in the middle of the night. It was myself, John, our cameraman, the star of the film, and a few other guys that we needed to just keep an eye on where the security guards and staff were. And we just went in, one shot, just dropped the coat. It was
genuinely terrifying, actually.
Yeah, it was really sketch.
We did a similar enough one, actually, on the same shoot, because the plot of that one is that he's like the last dude in Dublin, because everyone else...
Emigration's a huge thing in Ireland at the moment. Especially our generation, has decided to leave. So either to America or England or Australia, much like in the 80s and the 1880s, that whole Irish thing of leaving. But
and coming to Wisconsin, presumably.
You might be starting in a second wave, third wave, whatever it is. What is the name of this film?
That was called The Omega Male. And there was one other shot in it that we had, like, because he was naked on top of St. Pat's Cathedral.
Very
in
old church.
Dublin. Yeah, it's
like a 600-year-old cathedral in Dublin.
Yeah. Huge spires going up. And we booked it sort of like a tour almost. And we're going up this big spire and walking up these like monastery-style steps for ages and ages and ages. And we were knackered getting about halfway up.
Very tired, that means.
That means very tired. Thank you. And by the time we got about halfway up, the guy was sort of talking to us about all the various facets of the church and stuff. And we were like, when we get to the top, is it cool if, you know, our star just gets naked and we film him on the top of the cathedral? He's like, not really. Like, yeah, but we're nearly there now, and it'd take you ages to get back down.
Go on.
And
fine.
Get security.
So you two are basically kicked out of Ireland, is what you're saying.
Yeah, I mean, now that we've left, we'll see how it is getting back in. Mm-hmm. That could be the challenge.
Well, I hope you guys have fun in Wisconsin. Thank you so much for joining me.
No, thank you for having us.
Yeah, thanks very much.
Fun.
It's been great.
That was John Hosier-Byrne and David Riley, the co-founders of Stoneface Films in Ireland. They're in Wisconsin to appear in the locally produced web series Beer and Board Games.
I'm Rob Ferrett.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.